Hello?
Why won't you answer your phone? I've got good news for you. God's blessed you with a beautiful girl. Hello?
Aunt Homer, I'll call you back later.
Good evening. Well, why don't you come in?
Hello?
Hello? Mehdi, where are you?
I'm outside, Aunt Homer.
When will you get back?
What for?
Barrister's all alone in the hospital. I've come to take her things. Where are you?
I'm a long way from home. You go. I'll come there myself.
Well, I'll wait for you to come home so we can go together.
Aunt Homer.
I need to go and check a lot of other hospitals as well. There might be other babies that are waiting for me there.
Mehdi?
What are you saying?
Aunt Homer, we shouldn't be so selfish. There are many kids out there who are
born with no one waiting for them.
With no one waiting for them.
Mehdi, where are you? I'll come and pick you up.
I'll come myself.
Well, you're starting to worry me with the things you're saying. Where are you, darling?
I'll come home myself, Aunt Oma. Don't worry about me. I'll come myself.
What's wrong?
It's nothing.
See if these are enough for her, won't you?
Mum, does Dad know where Mehdi's child's been born?
Your dad's fast asleep, honey. I'll have to stay here because I'm worried he might wake up and get frightened.
Yes. Yes, there's no need for you to come. She had natural childbirth, so she should be discharged either today or tomorrow and we'll bring her home.
Hopefully. Why didn't you look inside it?
I'll bring back anything that's not needed.
Look inside it and see if there's anything missing.
I'll look later.
Get that cradle on your way if you're going to bring the baby home.
Okay, I will.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, Mehdi. Is something wrong? Did you have an argument with your parents?
No, I'm on my way home.
All right, darling. Come, I'll wait for you. Stu? Are you feeling better? You okay?
Yes, thank you.
I asked them to bring the baby in.
Thank you.
Where are you going? I told them to bring the baby here.
I'll be back.
Hold on a minute. What's gotten into you? What's wrong, Mehdi?
Nothing's wrong, Aunt Homer.
Aren't you going to tell me what's wrong?
Aunt Homer, do all these people in these rooms want... do they want their babies?
What are you saying? How can someone not want their child?
Well, some of them might not want their child. Some of them might not have money, and some of them might not be able to actually...
Mehdi, darling, it's going to be all right. Don't worry. The hospital has social workers. They take care of these things. Come and sit down here for a minute and tell me what's made you upset. Come on, Mehdi. Come and sit down for a moment so you'll feel better and see your child.
I just found out how much my dad has suffered in his life, and I don't know. I don't know. I messed up at the workshop, and now he's stuck at home. I just don't feel well at all. I'm sorry.
Is that it? I thought you might have had an argument with them or something.
No, I didn't even go home, actually.
Mehdi, please don't make yourself upset with useless thoughts. We'll all help each other get through this tough time. God has shown you his mercy by blessing you with a beautiful girl. Trust me, everything will be fine. Have you chosen a name for her?
Tuba.
Oh, what a beautiful name. It's a lovely name. Let's go inside. Paristu's been asking about you ever since you came out of the recovery room. Come on, let's go. My dad always says there's a solution to every problem.
Could I not go in there?
But why?
I don't know. I swear I'm not feeling well at all.
But Paristu's mother is in there as well. It won't be nice.
Please come up with something to tell her. I can't go in there. I'm sorry, I can't.
Mehdi. Tell me, did you find something out about Hamid?
No, I didn't. I swear to God.
All right, then. I'll tell them you've gone to get some things for the baby.
Hey there, pretty girl. What happened, Aunt Homer? Why was Mehdi upset?
Nothing. He just became a dad and he realizes now what his father had been through.
Where did he go?
We left some baby things behind. He went back to go get them.
Sweetheart, it makes no difference whether it's a girl or a boy, as long as the child is happy and healthy.
Mom.
Anyone else would think the same way. He left without seeing his child. Is that the right thing to do?
People can think whatever they want. I know what my husband's like.
Tehran, Mehdi saw his daughter outside before leaving.
Did he tell his parents?
I took care of that. I called Mohsen and I told him.
Sweetie.
She looks like an angel. What a doll.
Yosef, come and drink some tea.
I don't know how else I should say this, but these girls are not allowed to sleep over anywhere while they're living in my house.
It doesn't matter. Shabnam stayed
so
over
what?
Here before.
I don't care what other people do. They might do a lot of things. This is what happens when we're not on the same page in this house.
Oh, come on. You're blaming everything on me again. Call her and talk to her yourself. I told her not to go, but she wouldn't listen to me.
Well, she has to listen. She's not going to listen to us. She has to move out of this house. She can go and live somewhere else and stay at her friend's house. Whatever she wants. As long as they're living in my house and I'm paying their expenses, they have to live by my rules. So get up. Get up and call her. Tell her. Tell her to stay where she is if she's not coming home tonight.
I hope God kills me so that you can all get on with your lives. I work hard all day and this is what I get in the
evening. Mum, I'll give her a call right now.
There's no need for you to call her and tell her what to do. Nazrin. Peter's phone is switched off. Go bring me her friend's number.
There's no need for you to call there. I'll tell Nazrin to call her. Nazneen, come and call Shabnam's house and tell Beta to come home quickly. I'm not in the mood for an argument. Your father's planning on calling them himself.
What's it to me? He told me not to interfere, and that's what I'm doing.
Oh, yes? And since when did you become so compliant? Check that. It might be Beta.
I don't think it's Beta. There. It's not Beta.
God damn these cell phones. They're ruining everyone's lives. You don't use anything properly. You don't deserve anything.
Here, I swear, it's Fatima.
Nazrin!
Tell him I'll call her right now.
Don't call from in here. Call from the house phone and give him the phone to talk to her. Come on, get up.
Here.
Thank you.
If your parents see you like this, they are going to freak out.
Shabnam, can you please stop worrying? That's why I'm here, so they won't have to see me like this.
Well, I hope it gets better soon, then.
Didn't you hear the doctor? He said the swelling should go down by tomorrow.
Well, Beta, what if it stays swollen like that woman's that we saw in the clinic the other day, then?
Shabnam, can you please stop thinking negative thoughts?
Well, you look weird. You look as though you've been punched in the eye. I really can't look at you this way at all. It's difficult.
Well, instead of just sitting there, go and buy me a pair of dark glasses. And then I'll put them on and your mum will not have to look at my eyes.
It's your home number.
Well, see who it is.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Shabnam. How are you? It's me, Nazanin, Beta's sister. Yes, I'm good, thank you. Shabnam, can I speak to Beta, please?
Is everything all right, Nazanin?
Yes, everything's fine. It's just...
Hello? Hello?
Beta!
Hello? Hi. Can't you bear my absence for just one night?
I'm telling you to come home right now!
Oh, come on, Dad.
You either come home right now or you can stay there forever. Do you understand me?
Dad, Shabnam and I are studying together. We've got a tough exam coming up. Come on, Dad. Let me stay the night.
Sweetheart, don't you know I just don't like you staying anywhere at night?
I'm sorry, but Shabnam said her dad gets upset because she keeps coming to our house all the time. Hey, Dad.
If I come home now,
her parents will realise that you've gotten upset, and Shabnam might get in trouble.
Why should she get into trouble, honey? Come study here.
She'll get in
trouble. They'll tell her that Beta's parents don't allow her to stay here.
This better be your last time then, all right?
All right, Dad.
I've got an exam in 2 days. I will come home straight away once I've finished my exam.
I love you, Dad. I miss you
so much. Bye, Dad. There. Do you see how easily I got him to let me stay tomorrow night as well?
She hung up. She doesn't plan on coming home tomorrow either. She said her exam's the day after.
Well, I don't know. You're the one who spoke with her. You should have asked her.
That's probably going to be Mehdi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Congratulations on the birth of your baby.
Thank
How
you.
How did you get to be so drenched?
Oh, it was raining and some cars sped by
give
and splashed
that,
water
give
on me.
Give me that.
What does it feel like to be a dad? Is she pretty?
Yeah.
Let me go and get you a dry
I came
shirt
by the hospital
to
today after I finished work, but they wouldn't let me in. They said visiting hours were over.
You should have
apparently.
Called Aunt Homa.
I don't have Aunt Homa's number because
she
of
works in the same hospital.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Change your
Thank
clothes.
You very much.
Didn't you get any sweets?
I came here straight from the hospital. I didn't get a chance to buy any sweets.
That's okay. I bought some sweets when I was going to the hospital, but they didn't let me in, so the sweets are here now.
Thank you.
How's the baby? Is she healthy?
Yeah, thank God.
Oh, thank goodness for that, my darling. I hope she brings you prosperity.
Hopefully.
It's raining. That's a good sign. It means there'll be blessings.
Where's Dad?
Your father's praying.
I'll be back.
He's happy he's become a father, isn't he?
Yes.
Being a granny would suit you. Have some.
I'll wait until Mehdi and your dad come out. I'll eat with them.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Mehdi. Congratulations. How does it feel to be a dad?
It's great. But having a father is really... that's something else. I love you.
Where are you going?
University.
Give me a key so I can lock the door from the inside.
What for?
Won't your mum ask why I'm not going to university?
Well, you're going to get ready and go to the university with me. My mum will become more suspicious if I give you a key and lock the door.
No, I'm not going to go. It's better if no one sees me there for a couple of days.
Well, anyway, you cannot stay here alone. Just go sit in your car or something.
Okay, I'll go and get ready, and then I'll sit in a park or a restaurant or something until you get back. Shabnam.
Hmm?
How is it?
I doubt the swelling on your brow will go down anytime soon.
He said it'll get better after 2 or 3 days.
Peter, are you even happy with this doctor's operation?
I really can't take any judgments yet. I can't tell anything like this. He said it'll get better with time, and it's much better now compared to what it was last night.
All right, well, put on your sunglasses before my mum sees it. I'll go outside and I'll wait for you there.
So, yeah, anyway, let's go to class. I'll tell you about it later. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Great, thanks.
Can I tell
How
you
are
something?
You?
Should I
go
say
on,
it?
Go on, then.
I won't say it.
Hurry up already.
All right,
Come
I'll
on.
Tell you. Yesterday, Ruzbeh proposed to Nazanin Asli. Ruzbeh?
What?
Dr. Ruzbehani's son. Yeah,
are
my
you
friends
sure?
were saying he kept trying to get rid of them so they wouldn't stand there, but they overheard him.
What did Nazanin
Nothing.
Say?
She got mad and stormed off.
Are you sure? I think Ruzbeh knows that Nazanin likes Mehran for a month.
No, he's so unlucky. He hasn't even got any friends who'd tell him. Why don't you go ask Nazanin about it?
No way. What's it to me anyway?
Hi, Mom. They didn't come to university. Who should I ask? Why should you have to lie? Just tell Dad to call Shabnam's house, okay? All right, Mom, if I say anything to Beta, he'll tell me to mind my own business. Okay, I'm coming home. See you later.
Hey, Nazanin.
Hi.
Why don't you answer your phone calls? Where have you been?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm still waiting to see what you're going to do. Mehrana was in the university education department today, and they said they haven't done anything about your absence.
I don't know why you keep insisting that I study something I don't even like.
We've talked about this 1,000 times.
Well, give me one good reason.
This is just another one of my dad's conditions. You agree to everything else,
so
why
not this
one?
No, that wasn't part of the conditions. Don't make excuses.
Yes, it was, but it just seemed like something obvious to him. Last night, he was totally shocked when he found out that you had dropped out of university.
Okay, let me take you home then.
I've bought my car. See you later.
See you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Shabnam. Where were you? You told me you were coming 2 hours ago.
Have you eaten anything?
No, I was waiting for you to come. I'm starving. Hey, Shabnam, please go to the place and order there. I don't want him coming over here. Everyone keeps staring at me. It's so embarrassing. The sunglasses you bought me are really ugly. You've got bad taste, Shabnam.
Well, I didn't care what it looked like. I wanted to buy something big enough so it would cover your eyes and your eyebrows.
Okay, go. Hey, get me some soup. I just want soup.
One bowl of soup, please.
Hello. Hi, Mum. I've come out to eat something with Shabnam. Why? I'll talk to Dad myself tomorrow. Why what? What's it got to do with Nazanin? I didn't have any classes today. Okay, goodbye, Mum. Goodbye. Bye.
You won't stay alive with just a bowl of soup, girl.
Of course I will, silly. It'll actually help me to lose some weight. Hey, why is that guy coming over here?
He's bringing your food now. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks. Don't you want any bread?
Hey, didn't you order anything for yourself?
No, I had my lunch at the university.
You never used to like the lunch they serve there?
Well, I had to make sure about something first. You know what it's like there? The news always spreads in the lunchroom.
What did you want to find out about?
Listen, Bitter, there's been a rumor that's been spreading at the university.
What's it about?
It's about Ruzbear.
What about him?
Some people have seen Ruzbear propose to Nazanin.
Who?
Nazanin.
How silly. They're making a mistake. Ruzbear knows Nazanin likes Mehran Faramund.
Yes, but Ruzbear was speaking to Nazanin on the university grounds. You mean Nazanin hasn't said anything about it to you?
It's just a bunch of nonsense. You know very well who Nazanin likes.
This is Iran Fada. How may I help you?
Hello?
Hello. How can I help you?
Excuse me, is Mr. Fani available?
No, he hasn't arrived yet.
He'll be coming in today, right?
Yes, he will.
I'll call back later.
I'll change it for you. Tell them we haven't got any. Are you looking out for my wealth or someone else's? Didn't I tell you not to give anyone any money without telling me first? Why don't you ever listen to me?
Come in.
What is your responsibility then?
I'm sorry, I think I came at a bad time.
No, it's okay. Come in, please. Who are you looking for?
My name's Sahaba Zogme. I met Mr. Fani at a party. He told me about... he's about to start on a big project or something. Apparently he's looking for investors. I did my calculations and thought it might not be a bad idea to invest some money in this project. Could you please tell him I'm here, if you don't mind?
There's someone in there with him right now, but you may take a seat in the meantime. Please, sit down.
No, I'm fine, thanks. Oh, wow, I'm feeling dizzy. It's as if they've taken up the whole world.
Who?
Them. They look weird. It's obvious they're gonna sell something to you. They're so persistent. I wish we were more like them.
Was it you who called this morning?
No, not at all. This is how I found your address.
Uh-huh.
From this business card. Do you think it's a good idea?
What?
Doing business with Mr. Fani.
Well, of course. Business is always good. Unfortunately, I don't have any money, otherwise I'd invest as well.
I don't need you to think about my credibility. What am I going to do with you, Mr. Nariri?
Oh, he's so angry. I hope he feels better once he hears my investment offer. Hopefully that'll cheer him up.
Get out!
There's a lady here who says she's come to invest in our company. She wants to see you.
What?
Miss Saha Bozogmer. She says you spoke to her about investing in a business project.
Do you remember me? You didn't think your words could have such a quick effect on me, did you?
How are you, Miss Bozogmir?
Good, thanks. I've constantly been thinking about the things you told me the last time we saw each other.
Come on in.
Thanks again.
Excuse me.
It's funny. I always thought your company would be fancier than this.
Tell me why you're here, and then I want you to get out.
That's no way to talk to a lady. You're supposed to be the CEO of this company. Is that the way you should be talking to somebody who's come to invest and help your company prosper? How rude.
I said, hurry up and tell me why you're here.
For a long-term investment, your secretary told you already. Do you remember what you told me the other day? You said you should have known what I was like from the first day you saw me. Those words taught me something. To be honest, I felt hurt. But then I told myself, why are you so incapable? You look deceiving, so why not use it? I realized I haven't received anything worthwhile from the small investments I've made yet. That's why I'm here, to get what I deserve. What do you say? Haven't you got an opinion? All right, then let's talk about my offer. Look, the first thing a woman like me should be afraid of is about where she's going to live, don't you agree? But you always feel hopeless without a house, and then you decide to become dependent on somebody else. But that person might turn out to be a scumbag. Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't very polite. A businesswoman like me shouldn't be talking that way, should she? I'll put it in a different way. You might depend on someone, for a place to live, but they turn out to have no morals or principles whatsoever.
I already told you. You can keep the security deposit.
Oh, that's so generous of you. No wonder your company's going bankrupt. You keep giving money away.
Hello. May I, sir?
Thank you. I haven't had any tea all day.
You're welcome. Enjoy it, madam. Would you like me to bring you anything else?
What's all this for, Saha? What were you thinking? I'll just go tell Shayesta everything.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. Because from now on, I won't be able to get married like a normal girl. I have to tell people that I've had a half-married life. I might feel slightly less stupid if I know you're not going to have a normal life either.
What exactly do you want?
Well done. Now we're getting somewhere. We're getting to the investment stage, finally. Sit down, I'll tell you. Sit down. Aren't you going to sit down? Forget it. Look, you've paid 50 million tomans as a security deposit for your home. I need at least another 250 million tomans to get another house like this. That's correct. I want another 250 million tomans. You know perfectly well that they don't rent out homes to single women. What do you say? Look, this is the least you can do for me with the situation you've created for me. Behave like a man. A real man.
You know perfectly well that I don't give out that kind of money.
You really don't understand what I'm going through. That's why I'm going to have to go tell Shayeste everything in full detail, because women understand each other much better than men do, don't they now?
You'll only humiliate yourself.
Oh, really? Who's going to be humiliated if I go tell Shayeste that you came after me and our relationship started when you said you were sick of your wife? Or what if I go and tell her that you never really loved her at all? That your mother made you marry Shayeste and you had no other choice? Will I be the one who'll feel humiliated then? There was another thing as well. Oh. Yes, when you told me you'd formally get married to me if I took care of your children, if I was nice to them, you wouldn't feel the least bit of shame then?
Just stop trying, Saha. I'm not going to give in to your demands. If you come near my wife or kids, I'll kill you. With no thought for the consequences.
Actually, I was fooled by your charming words at the beginning, too. I decided not to think about where I would end up. But now that we've reached the end, I'm thinking about it. I have to think about it. I think about it every day, Fahad. Remember this. If a person is drowning and they can't save themselves, they will pull down whoever is nearest to them to drown and die with them. I'll make you drown with me.
Look, she's filthy rich. She's loaded. She's come here to form a partnership with Mr. Fani. As soon as she came in, she...
Excuse me.
Yes.
Could you please call a cab for me?
Yes, of course. Hello. Could you please send a cab to the Ranfada building? Where are you going?
Punak.
Punak. Thank you. It will be here soon.
Should I wait downstairs?
Yes, it's close. The driver will wait for you outside the security
gate.
Thank you. Come on this way.
You can go.
Yes, that's fine.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Was that her?
Yes.
Lucky her, you can tell she's rich at all.
Yeah. God blesses whoever he wants with everything. And when he doesn't want to give someone like me anything, he won't do it. Oh, no.
I'm not going to Punak, sir. Please go to Sadat Abad.
Yes, ma'am.
This morning I told my mom you'd be staying here tonight as well.
No, I can't. My dad's angry. He keeps sending me terrible messages. He's drawn the line. Things will get much worse if I don't go home tonight.
You know, Bitter, he'll be so much angrier if he sees you like this.
What should I do?
Well, I think that you should go stay in your room and pull a blanket over your head and pretend to sleep. What now, Bitter? Are you mad at me now?
And why should I be mad?
Because of the thing I told you about Ruzbe.
Give me a break, Shabnam. I didn't give Ruzbe permission to propose to me. Why should I be upset?
What's the matter?
Nothing. I don't want him. Nazi can accept his proposal if she wants to. It's got nothing to do with me.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Give me a break, Mum. Stop picking on me. I'm not a kid.
So you ignore what we say because you're not a kid? You'll have to face your father by yourself tonight.
I will deal with him myself. Don't worry about it.
Why are you wearing those silly sunglasses?
I like them.
Nazanin. Nazanin.
Yes?
Go and see what's wrong with her.
Who?
Bitter. She's wearing those silly sunglasses and doesn't seem to be in a good mood. Go on, darling, go and see what's wrong with her.
Yes?
Peter?
What?
What's the matter?
Nothing. It's your turn now. Do I have to answer your questions now?
Why are you wearing sunglasses in your room?
Because I feel like it. Do I have to ask your permission to wear them?
Don't be rude.
Get out of here. Get out. I said get out.
Did you find out what's upsetting her?
I don't know. You can't even talk to her.
Oh, dear. What am I going to tell your father?
Is Bisha home?
Yes. Leave her alone for one
Why?
Night, Yusuf. She's not feeling well.
How
She's
come?
Upset. I don't know. I don't want you guys to start an
so
argument.
What? She does whatever she wants and then pretends she's not feeling well, so we don't say anything to her. Look, I'm not scared
Please
of arguments.
Don't shout. Please leave her alone tonight. I beg you.
Turn around. Why are you wearing sunglasses inside? Take them off.
Oh, come on. Do I have to answer for everything I do?
He's right, you know. What's going on?
Leave me alone, Mum.
Take it off, or should I take them off by force?
Leave me alone, Dad. There, take a look.
Oh,
there, are you happy? Are you happy? Now get out.
What did you
do?
I
want to sleep.
Don't look at me, Dad.
What? Did you have a fight with someone?
It's nothing,
Talk
Dad.
Talk properly and tell me what happened. Did you have a fight with someone?
Calm down, Dad. Calm down.
I swear it's nothing.
Please go outside. Please, Dad. Leave the room. Come on, Dad.
Let's go see a doctor. Come on. Let's go.
Please, Dad. You're making her feel worse. Can't you see?
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Please go outside, Dad. Please, Dad, go outside now.
You're going to have to tell us eventually. Why is one of your eyebrows swollen like that, huh?
Mum, it's nothing.
Tell me, honey. Tell me. I won't tell your father anything. You can tell me. Tell me, honey. Tell me.
Please, leave me alone, Mum.
این دوری یا از سر بگیری کم میارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف تخ چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره میشه آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی شو دور از همه قلبم بمیره غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی